I witnessed my mother and my stepfather, him stepping out on her while she was dying with cancer simultaneously. And I had mentioned being violated, so I would not tell her that I was being violated, even though I thought she probably should have known. But she was working very diligently at keeping her three daughters together, even though he stepped out. So I told myself that perhaps my mother and my stepfather, at this point I would say my father, had an arrangement. They understood what was happening. So trauma caused me to survive.
Hey there, I'm Ari, your petite but powerful kingdom teaching professor and entrepreneur. I bring the sass, the laughs, and the serious let's get real and heal moments without any filters. Now meet my mom, Pastor Dee, the number one dunamis woman leading our Healing for My Soul movement. As a kingdom teaching pastor and life coach, she is unapologetically real, raw, and radical, but she's our rock and the voice of wisdom that we all need. And then there's Allison, fierce yet tender, and the voice for many single mothers. She's the silent heartbeat of our family and will be the first to tell you, yeah, life with these two can be crazy, but I got their back and we're in this together. As a dynamic trio, we spearhead the Healing for My Soul movement, sharing the miraculous healing power of God through our journey, truths, and a little humor as we guide women to pursue healing as a lifestyle so they may experience freedom within their life and legacy.
Hey, you all. I want to welcome you to another Healing for My Soul podcast. And just in case you didn't know, I am Pastor Dee. I am here because this has been one of the most amazing movements that I could have never asked for, but it started off because of my own necessity for emotional healing. You all, on this journey, I must tell you, as we get into this particular podcast, because we're going to just literally bring some enlightenment about what really healing for my soul is. Really, what does that consist of? And I know you've heard myself and you heard my daughters and we've been here, whatever. But at the end of the day, there's a myriad of women that I have been so blessed to reach, come in contact with, and yet build true relationships as a result of healing. Now, you know, I'm like Forrest Gump. Life is like a box of chocolates, and you never know what you're going to get. Healing is like a box of chocolates, and you never know who you're going to get. But this is one amazing woman with so much fire, but her story is real. And I want to just give you all a little glimpse of it. Shirley Ann Montgomery, how are you on today?
Oh, my gosh. I am fantastic.
Are you?
I am. I really, really am fantastic.
Welcome to the Healing for My Soul podcast.
Thank you for having me here.
Oh, my God. You have so much, first of all, that you can share, that we could be here all day. But I really want you to really share, what is healing for you?
Oh, my gosh. Healing for me is
emotional healing.
Yeah. And that's what it has to be, because mm-hmm. I understand that my emotions were just kind of all over the place. They were strong enough to sustain. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I guess I would have considered myself as a functional emotionalic. You would have never known.
Y'all put that in the comment. Emotional holic.
Yeah, you never would have known that I didn't have it together per se, externally. But internally, there was so much turmoil, decisions, processes, overthinking, survivability.
Survivability,
yeah. I had to make it coming from losing mom very young and mm-mm. still yet having to make it, and then becoming that teenage mother and or prior to that being violated.
Let's pause right there before we get into some of the healing aspects of how you have received that, because you just said some powerful things. Survival, you know, I think all of us, as particularly black women, now women period, but we got to represent our race because that's who we are.
And I am.
We have learned so much of how to survive. We really think we're thriving. But on another note, we have also been talking here in this particular season about traumas. Mm-hmm. And so even connecting the two, I want to look back and look at, shall I say, deep within, how we having to be so strong based upon the death of your mother at, what, 11?
Yep, 11 years old.
And then you getting pregnant at
14.
14.
Yeah.
All of those things are traumatic.
Very much so.
And we gain a lot of strength to survive,
mm-hmm.
even as our ancestors did, out of trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that a little bit, because you yeah. have experienced that.
Yeah, so as I was sitting here thinking, I think I was equipped for it, mm-hmm. technically. Mm-hmm. Being brought up in church, mm-hmm. Being surrounded with prayer, mm-hmm. Prophecy and what have you, being with a strong mother who was having her own mm-hmm. trauma. I witnessed my mother and my stepfather, him stepping out on her while she was dying with cancer simultaneously. And I had mentioned being violated, so I would not tell her that I was being violated, even though I thought she probably should have known. But she was working very diligently at keeping her three daughters together, even though he stepped out. So I told myself that perhaps my mother and my stepfather, at this point I would say my father, had an arrangement. They understood what was happening. So trauma caused me to survive.
Yeah, that's what I've
It did.
It does.
When I graduated even from high school, I was a mother of two, actually, by that time, because my senior year, I'd given birth to my second child. I still graduated with honors. I still moved forward. But I remember walking across the stage saying, "Mom, I know you're proud of me."
Yeah.
Even though my mother was not there. Mm-hmm. So I had to make it.
I had to.
The trauma was real, but there comes this defense, mm-hmm. this built up, or mm-hmm. this layer that says no one can penetrate. Mm-hmm. And I know we're going to get there.
Emotionally.
Most definitely.
In your heart.
Most definitely. In my mind,
in
heart,
your mind,
soul,
heart,
the whole
soul,
piece.
All that.
It was like, you're not going to bring me down. I don't care who you are. I'm just going to defy all odds. If you mm-hmm. said I could not, I had to prove to you that I could.
And that's still building yeah. your strength off of trauma.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of us are like that.
But you know,
make money off of our trauma.
Well, I think also with that, though, was I was going to defy the odds to not be a statistic.
That's the truth.
Even though it was a statistic.
And
you know?
I experienced a lot of traumatic things from just not, you know, trauma doesn't always come from rape, molestation, all that other stuff. You know, anytime as a woman, you are not secure,
mm-hmm.
protected,
mm-hmm.
shielded. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it's a traumatic experience because that's not how God made us. He made us to be safe, secure,
yes.
and stable.
Yes. And loved.
And love. And all that comes out of love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So going back to your story, or going back to you as far as healing from my soul, and thank you for giving them a little glimpse of your
yeah.
background. But, you know, I know you look 16, maybe 25, maybe 35. You know what I'm saying? I give you a little 40. But really, if you don't mind exposing, because I think we get better with age.
Well, we do, actually. Very proudly, I can say I'm 65. But I was like, what does 65 look like? Who is 65?
Who is 65?
And how does that happen? And the other piece, though, that brings me joy with that is I've actually outlived my mother.
Yeah.
My mother was like 30, anywhere between 34 and 38. And see, I should know that, right?
Yeah.
But trauma caused me to block certain
yeah,
things.
Yeah, yeah. And trauma does.
Mm-hmm.
It does. But with this healing for my soul, being such a strong woman, having experienced a great deal of trauma, made stuff happen for her life.
Mm-hmm.
Had this defense.
Yeah.
When did it start crashing to say, something ain't right, I need a healer, something going on?
Oh my gosh. I remember.
Hey, you all, I know you all have been tuning in and listening to the Healing for My Soul podcast, but let me tell you, there's more. There is no way that we can just come on here and open ourselves up and allow you to be opened up. And I know some things is going on the inside. Why? Because the comments are there. I'm hearing people say it. Matter of fact, some of you all I get calls from, because healing is a lifestyle. So guess what I have for you? It's called our House of Healing. Yeah, House of Healing. That means you can steal away 2 days, 3 nights, 2 nights, 3 days, however that look for you, whatever, and get some in-depth healing in a private setting with me, Pastor D. Yeah, we want to minister to your soul. I want you to see yourself as worth the investment to get what you need, and you can get it for 20-something hours a day ask your questions, join with the group of women. Let me spend time with you. Let me feed you. Let me minister to your heart. Let me hear your heart. Let me give you some coaching sessions, some strategies, things that you need to heal in the depths of your soul. So, hey, I got a question for you. Have you ever been a part of one of our Healing for My Soul challenges? Well, we have so many women who've been there one time, two times, 14 times, all kinds of times, but it's nothing like being there with you. So if you have never experienced one of our Healing for My Soul challenges that we have, 3 days, 5 days, deep topics, topics that go deep within our soul so we can deal with the unresolved conflicts, go to the website right now and you're going to be a part of this Healing for My Soul movement by joining us on one of our challenges, www.healingformysoulpodcast.com. I can't wait to see you there. All right? Now let's get back to this episode. If you say, hey, that's me, go to that website, www.healingformysoulpodcast.com. That's healingformysoulpodcast.com, and you will get more information. And guess what? I'm looking forward to seeing you there at the House of Healing.
So I mean, trauma after trauma after trauma, yet survivability after survivability, you know, being in the Army, I had to survive in order to make it through. And my motto was I wasn't going to start anything that I could not finish. But I, on my own self-inflicted trauma.
Come on through.
Okay.
For your truth.
Got married. All for the wrong reasons. And that's a whole nother story. But I was scrolling through Facebook. And up pop you. And I think Ariel as well. But there was this community. And you spoke to my soul. You spoke to me to the point of saying, this is what I need. And I believe also God knew what I needed. You know how they talk about the great cloud of witness?
Yeah.
And so I believe that witness was there cheering me in and on, because had you not shown up in my life, the trauma probably would have overtaken me. It's like literally silenced me. I was in a lot of pain, but I heard hope.
Yeah.
I heard grab a hold of to this. I saw another woman who was not ashamed of what she had been through. I did a talk show on Blog Talk, and we had a Friday show, and it was called Ashamed, Unashamed, and Now Set Free, which meant we could deal with the traumas.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I heard you and I was going through this crazy in my marriage, and I don't blame him for anything, so let me put that disclaimer out there. I don't blame the man. Don't blame anyone for your choices. I was just not equipped for the outcome of the choice that I had made.
And I love how you know? Use the term, because it's so true. Self-inflicted.
Yeah, it was.
And when you self-inflict, there's some other motives behind that.
There was. There was.
There's some other things, and we don't have to go into that at this point. Like I said, I could be talking to you all day, Shirley, and we could be talking.
But you know what it was, though? Lack of self-confidence. See, he saw in me what I could not see in myself.
Correct.
And being a part of that healing process with you, oh, my God. Oh, just even from this past week, self-examination.
And when we have a great level of survivability, we don't see how and where we're lacking our own confidence.
Yeah.
Because we got to face it. We got to continue to be strong. But what I deem as our spiritual enemy that sifts us out, because he sees something that he can maximize off of us as women and use for their selfish benefit and gain, which we all have. Yeah. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
It has worked together to utilize us to get us to the place of healing, if you could just hear the sound.
That part.
If you could hear the sound.
And it was a clarion sound. Yeah. And it was very, very clear. And it was calling my name. So even with that, just like I said, self-inflicted, I had to also choose to heal.
Yeah, you did. You did.
I heard it. And I could have said no. I could have rejected. I could have stayed in self-denial and said, I'm good. I told you I was a functional emotionaholic, right? But I had to say, no more. I needed this.
You know, naturally, you said that, and all the women predominantly, we have about 95,000 in our Dunamis woman community right now. Majority, probably 98%, have come because they heard the sound of healing. Many of them don't want to go through the process, but that's okay.
Yeah.
At least they're part of the community. You saw me before I ever knew you.
Absolutely.
As all those 95,000, because they scroll on Facebook. You know, mm-hmm. we lay in the bed, scroll on Facebook. Mm-hmm. When we don't do nothing, we scroll on Facebook. So I thank
God
for the
algorithm. I'm just going to tell you this, mm-hmm. whether you realize it or not. The algorithm for Dunamis is very, very high. Very high. Mm-hmm. You may not realize that. And that's how many of us find you because of the algorithm. There's a lot of people that say, well, the Facebook algorithm isn't working. Tag a person. Nobody tagged me. You popped in.
Yeah. And I remember, like I said, you saw me before I knew you. But when I first heard your voice, because I love being participatory when you go to greater levels of saying, I want to pursue healing.
Yes.
You know, now, if you just say, I want a little dip, dip, dab, dab, and quick fix, that ain't work, but that's okay. You're getting whatever you need at that level. Mm-hmm. But you chose to come even go greater into whatever you heard. And when I first heard your voice, I was like, this woman is so crazy, but she's real.
Yes.
Now, I'm saying that because I'm radical about my healing. So I attract radical women who say all of them are radical, but all of them are not radical enough to come forth. You know what I'm saying? And you made that decision, but I would have never thought a woman of your level of survivability before I even knew your story and your strength. And then the more I learn about your background, military and all that stuff, it just really behooves me. And it's amazing because there's so many who love to stay in survivability and to strength that never pursue healing. Yeah. Please tell me why, because you're going from, you're not stopping. You came to the Healing for My Soul Challenge. You're going here. You're in the university. You go, and to the point you're right here today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, there is no turning back. So it's like when I raised my hand and I said, I solemnly do swear or affirm to defend the Constitution of the United States. There was no turning back. I had to complete my military tour. In this case, thank God, it turned out to be retirement. Mm-hmm. And the benefits are good.
Uh-huh.
So when I look at Dunamis, it is as such. The investment now is strictly within me. I can utilize the tools that I was given, be it military school or whatever, and it's time to meet Shirley Ann.
Yeah.
And all the components that were put together.
I love how you put that.
For her.
So you never knew Shirley Ann?
Not really.
I
think I ran from her.
Why?
Because people would say, oh, you aren't going to do this, or you's not that, or blah, blah, blah. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but names will never hurt is the biggest lie. Stop speaking over people's lives. If your intentions is for them to succeed.
So you shifted. No. Healing caused you to shift survivability into not knowing who Shirley Ann was, just doing, making, going to go against the odds, because I ain't going to let nobody tell me what I can't do. That's that defensive mechanism. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Into thrivability.
Absolutely.
Where I have to meet her.
Absolutely.
I have to see her.
Yeah, because everybody else has experienced her.
Yeah.
Everyone else
even that man.
Even that man.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And been married?
8 years.
How many times?
Twice. Well, the first person, he's passed away. He deceased. He actually showed me what was. But even before that, the different people, the different men and women that I encountered in my life, but men in particular, I think they see in me what I didn't necessarily see in myself.
People see in you what you don't see
in
yourself.
And that power.
Yeah.
It's like my makeup is truly a force to be reckoned with. So my mom, Olitha, who left, legacy is still living. Yeah. I really believe the tenacity that she had has germinated, and it's coming through me. I have to go forth. I will not ever come out of investing in me through the Institute, Dunamis Woman Community. I never, ever will.
The mindset of kingdom is very parallel to the mindset that is developed through military.
Absolutely.
You take your oath. I'm going to fight. I'm going to defend my country. Healing gives you the strength, the fortitude to say, I'm going to fight because my country is my legacy. And I have to know who I am. I have to become who God originally made me to be.
Yes.
I need you to talk about that from a healing, because healing is all, that's all about what healing is. And there's so many women out there who don't understand, because we just, you know, we go to church or we hear Christianity or we don't admit, you know, or we have so much survivability. But I'm a living witness that everybody gonna crash.
So I know you are listening to this episode on YouTube, but there are so many podcasters that are listening on Apple and Spotify. And so what I want you to do is make sure you go over there and write a really good review. I want to hear, what are you getting out of these episodes? We read them, we see them, we comment. So make sure you go over to Apple and Spotify and leave a review for us so that we can be able to hear your heart and where you are. Now, let's get back to the episode.
Well, you know, and it is. You crash. Not only do you crash, you burn. And in the instant,
and hope you make it.
It becomes you.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're left with dealing with you. I'll never forget one day the Lord said to me, and I'm going to just change something up real quick. Mm-hmm. The military followed the precepts and the concepts of kingdom.
Yes.
Because it was already established from that perspective, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the build down to you know, they tear you down to build you back mm-hmm. up. Well, sin and different things tear us down.
Choices.
Where God's intention is to build us,
it's to
right?
build us, yeah.
So one day I was looking out of the window.
So I know you are listening to this episode on YouTube, but there are so many podcasters that are listening on Apple and Spotify. And so what I want you to do is make sure you go over there and write a really good review. I want to hear, what are you getting out of these episodes? We read them, we see them, we comment. So make sure you go over to Apple and Spotify and leave a review for us so that we can be able to hear your heart and where you are. Now, let's get back to the episode.
You know, a lot of people say, well, you got to look in the mirror to see yourself, right? And God said, okay, fine. If you don't want to look in the mirror, you're going to look out the window, Shirley Ann. There is a silhouette, and you are the silhouette. You're going to play one way or the other, and you're going to have to deal with and see you for who I created you to be. So knowing who I am and requires me to heal. Mm-hmm. It requires me to accept that he truly knows the plans that he has for me, and that all things work together for my good, that I needed those battle scars, right? So in the military, you earn rank, you get stripes and things, you get ribbons based on what you've been through, based on what you've earned. Mm-hmm. So I have earned the right to be healed.
Yeah, oh, come on now.
And not only have I earned the right to be healed, I have chosen to show another woman that she too can heal. And she does not have to stay in the backdrop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So what I liked about you and what I love about you is your transparency. Mm-hmm. You're not afraid to say, well, here's my scar, and that's how I got my scar. Like it or not.
Right.
I'm healed, right? You cannot go and resurface that scar. Mm-hmm, it's mm-hmm. like on our arm. You get a wound and it covers the layer.
Yeah.
You know, and you've got to be able to be totally healed to put yourself out there. So truth of the matter, okay, I don't know who's watching this or whatever. I really give a shit what anybody think about me. It doesn't matter anymore, because it didn't matter what you thought about me when I didn't know me. The enemy is now afraid that I am becoming who I am, because now it's more dangerous.
And healing empowers you, because the same thing happens that it happened before, but you handle it differently.
Absolutely. It's an outlook.
It's an outlook.
Yes.
It's where your eyes have to be enlightened.
Yeah.
And do you know the enemy hates the fact that we see truth? We know truth now.
Yeah.
You know, we was believing lies.
Well, yeah.
You know, lies about ourselves, lies about what we thought we were. You know what I'm saying?
And who we were.
And who we were.
Based on what someone else told us. They didn't even know who they were, because they had their own lies or what happened.
And they had their own formula. Mm-hmm. And we adopt so many other people's belief system, including our parents, including everybody that's around us.
Well, there was always something different about me, and I knew that. Because I said, who said red had to be spelled R-E-D? Who said that I had to go this way in order to get that?
Yeah.
And I believe the most famous artist are those who are very abstract.
Mm-hmm,
they're
mm-hmm.
not coloring in the lines, but they're being the creative being. So healing for me said I had to get out of the box.
Yeah.
I stayed in the box too long.
Yeah. Explain to the myriad of women across the globe that are watching this Healing for My Soul podcast, what does one of your processes look like? And I'm asking you that because I asked your age intentionally. Because we get stuck.
Yeah.
It's like an old house. We get settled. The older we get, we just get settled. We get stuck. You know, I expect young people to do stuff and to move and to, you know what I'm saying? But when we're supposed to be settled and accepted and just get stuck, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But to go through the process and do this work.
Yeah.
Well, after all I've accomplished and of all I've done, and I done raised my children and I done fought my ass off, but now I got to do this internal work? Explain that process.
That's the work. The truth of the matter, you raise the children, you deal with the husband, you deal with whomever. But the true work, I believe, is self. Mm-hmm. And I have to do the work. You have to decide to do the work.
Yeah.
If you want to be better, if you just want to be you, because I go back and reflect again. God said, "Shirley Ann, if you become a doctor, and it was my intentions for you to be a lawyer in life, mm-hmm. you're out of position. Mm-hmm. You touched people that other people should have been touching.
Yeah.
And the people who needed you, they never got to meet you." It is imperative.
It's imperative.
It is intentional. So the process, just this weekend, from the prayer retreat.
Our retreat, yeah.
When I was in the lounge, young man upgraded me so I could go into the lounge or whatever. And the work consistently continues. And so there were some people that came in and they were a little bit noisy or whatever. My inner old self was like, which is pride, "Well, will you be quiet? What are you doing in here? Blah, blah, blah." But the heel self says, "Why are you stepping over there? Mm-hmm. What is wrong with you mm-hmm. that you've got to want to internally be judgmental?" I shut that crap down
internally.
ASAP.
So you hear
internally.
Yourself.
Healing
lets you hear yourself.
Me. Oh, absolutely.
So that means you're perfect. You can just hear your shit.
Oh, no.
You hear your pride. And you make a choice right then
I
and there.
I chose. Mm-hmm. And then the sisters were like, "Oh, I just love you, Shirley." And, in fact, one of the sisters, it happened to me twice. I love my pearls. Robin, she came and she said with this box, she says, "I've got something for you." And I'm looking. And there was a pearl necklace and earrings. And I just got tears in my eyes. Mm-hmm. And I just became so humble because I'm like, there is true love
and sisterhood.
And environment and sisterhood. Yeah. Yeah. In this space.
And I firmly believe in this.
Oh, my God.
This is my belief.
It's like none other.
Yeah, but I firmly believe in, nobody's going to ever take that away, but I believe that the reason why women are so at one another, dissension, competitiveness, and all this other stuff, and can't look at a person and hear a person, is because we need to be healed.
Ourselves.
Yeah, ourselves. So bottom line.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't even trust. But I'm going to say this in closing. To be considered as your spiritual leader.
You are. Yeah, you are.
Coach.
Yep, that you are.
Friend.
Yes. Guide.
Guide. Mm-hmm. I'm honored.
Likewise.
I'm honored. Because can't know anybody reach the true Shirley Ann.
Yeah.
Anybody can put up with the unhealed person. Keyword, put up. Mm-hmm. But everyone can't have a true relationship with the real Shirley Ann because she's so powerful. She's so free and magnificent, and she had to see herself.
Oh, yes.
And I'm honored, you know what I'm saying? Because that's how I love to roll, but to be able to be in the trenches with you, not to just give you a sermon and here's a little message and here's that. But to be in the trenches with you and even having to be able to get in your tail in love.
And allowed.
Yeah.
Because I could reject you. I could look at you from one woman, of course, older than you, whatever, and say, "Who the hell you think you are?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, to cross over into here. I didn't give you that. Mm-hmm. But I give free reins to meeting me. And for whatever reason, mm-hmm. you were put in the earth realm at such a time as this mm-hmm. to pull forth. Mm-hmm. Who she is out of her. Oh my gosh.
And you have so many more decades.
Oh yeah.
Ahead of you. Ahead mm-hmm. of you. And you have so many more as well. Long life. We all shall be satisfied with when we make a choice. That is so key.
Choice
to pursue our healing. Ooh. To pursue, because you could quote that scripture, Psalm 91, "With long life shall he satisfy him." Long life, and you got so much going on. But I believe so much going on is because the result of emotional healing.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I thought about think of this, and just the letters itself. Chosen one or choose none.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's if you put it together.
If you put it together.
You choose none, or you are chosen.
Yeah.
For me,
yeah,
I'm chosen for such a time as
I'm chosen. Yeah. And you are chosen. We are chosen. And I don't believe it's by happenstance that you are watching this Healing From My Soul podcast. Look, put in the comments, I am chosen. Believe it. Pursue your healing. Hey, join Dunamis Woman Community on Facebook. You can be a part just like she are, because we're in it together. Hey, you all, I'm Pastor D, spiritual leader, spiritual coach, transformational mindset coach. You know what I'm
saying? That part for sure. Yes,
you are transforming my mind. I will be like Christ. I love to be your friend. All right. Stay tuned for the next episode because we will be back. Shirley Ann, thank you so very much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You're welcome.
One final word. Come on in and find yourself. Come to Dunamis Woman.
Yeah.
It's a safe environment and nobody's going to judge you. And I promise you, when you find you, you truly will love you.